6 o'clock with the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. To the Republic, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay. So I am going to start with a statement that I did read on Monday, but I don't think everyone was able to hear it. So I want to make sure that we start the meeting back off again with our statement from the board. On behalf of the Board of Education and administration of the Whitehall Central School District, it is important that we make clear the district's requirements and path forward in regard to masking. As you may be aware, a court in New York City area ruled on Monday of last week that the State Department of Health exceeded its authority in enacting school masking requirements. Since that time, there has been significant confusion and misinformation regarding the impact of the court's decision on public school districts and whether or not the masking requirements remained in effect or had been stayed. On Tuesday of last week, the State Department of Health appealed the lower court's decision to the appellate court and sought a stay of the lower court's decision. On Tuesday, the appellate court stayed the lower court's decision until further order of the appellate court. In light of the appellate court's ruling, public school districts in New York State remain legally subject to the Department of Health's masking requirements for the time being, and the district will continue to adhere to the department's requirements. On Tuesday of last week, the appellate court also ordered the parties in that litigation to submit additional briefing to the appellate court regarding the stay. That briefing was due to the appellate court last Friday. It is believed that at some time, the appellate court will issue a further ruling in that case, either keeping the stay in place or removing the stay. However, we cannot predict if and when the appellate court will make that ruling. Therefore, as stated above, the school district remains legally subject to the Department of Health's masking requirements at this time, and those requirements will continue to be followed. The Whitehall Central School District, as well as all public school districts in the state, are educational institutions, not a regulatory entity. Mandating masks is an executive branch and New York State Department of Health decision to which public school districts must comply. To be perfectly clear, the district as an educational institution and this Board of Education cannot selectively pick and choose which laws of New York State and regulations of its governmental offices that we will follow. This is not how a school district operates. Just as we would not direct the transportation department on which DMV laws and regulations to follow and which not to follow. We will fulfill our mission of educating our students while following all applicable laws and regulations for the state and county in which our district and its community reside. This does not mean that the district necessarily agrees with the requirements. Rather, we are compelled to follow them until the time comes that there is a change at the executive level. Until that time, the district will continue to follow the Department of Health's masking requirements. Thank you. Those are the only comments that I have at this time. Do any other board members have any comments?
I do not.
Okay. We'll move on to superintendent comments. Mr. D.
Sure. I'll just reiterate quickly a couple of the comments that I made initially on Monday.
Please.
I want to start again by recognizing and congratulating Savannah Ross, who was selected as the Whitehall Central School District recipient of the Teen Excellence Awards. It's really a big honor, and we're very proud of her to have been selected for that award. I'd like the community to hear our thanks again for continuing to work by and large with the district. with all of the guidelines and the laws and the litany of confusion and misinformation, which has been out there in regard to the pandemic since all of this started. You know, we've all worked very, very hard and tried to do our best to keep our kids in the forefront. And that's something we're going to continue to do. Our administrative staff, our teaching staff, our Board of Education have been exceptionally supportive. And they've worked hard to try to make this as unobtrusive to our students as possible. And I thank them for their hard work. The past 2 weeks have been exceptionally difficult. Extremely challenging, but our faculty and staff, our administration has risen to the challenge, and I appreciate that. And again, I thank the board for their support as we move through this. I mentioned on Monday that we have a very good fortune this evening to be hopefully appointing a couple of very difficult positions to fill. We have found a certified school psychologist and speech language pathologist with pretty significant experience that we've been able to recruit and bring to Whitehall. I look forward to what they're going to be able to provide for our students. Their support, their knowledge, and their expertise are going to be very much appreciated. Several agenda items are on this evening relating to our hopeful upcoming boiler purchase at the elementary school. We're all aware that those boilers are a little antiquated. They don't necessarily work all the time when we want them to, and certainly haven't been doing a stellar job at keeping that building's HVAC up and running to the level that it should. So we're very excited to start the process of the purchase and install of new boilers with your approval this evening. Lastly, big thanks goes out to Dollar General. We received a $20,000 grant from Dollar General. They were on campus last week. Ethan filled in my stay along with several different high school in that check receipt. We greatly appreciate it, and we appreciate the partnership with Dollar General. They've been fantastic.
Thank you, Mr. D. Everyone that's on the call, just so that we're aware, if you could mute your phones unless you're making a motion or voting. There's a lot of scratching, and it counteracts whomever is talking. Thank you. Okay. Board and staff reports, Mr. D. You're on mute, Mr. D.
Because I followed your directions and Thank I muted you. Myself and I forgot to unmute. You would think after 2 years I'd have this together, but sadly I do not.
We are all struggling, believe me. It's fine.
So I would like to start off by recommending the board take action to approve the treasurer's reports as written.
Do we have a motion to approve those reports as presented?
So moved.
Mrs. Norton and Mr. Barber, I believe. Any discussion? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Carried. Thank you.
I'd like to also approve the board minutes from December, or approve. I'd like to recommend the approval of the board minutes from December 20th of 2021.
Do we have a motion to approve those minutes?
So moved, Barber.
So moved, Barber. Thank you. Second?
Second.
Okay, second. I think Mr. Dudley beat you, Shannon. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Carried.
Next, I'd like to recommend the approval of the Audit and Finance Committee meeting notes of December 20th of 2021.
Do we have a motion to approve the Audit and Finance meeting notes?
So moved, Barber.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Pratt. Any yep. discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Mr. Montville has been exceptionally busy with a bevy of CSE and CPSE meetings from October 28, December 10, 13, 14, 15, and January 3rd. I'd like to recommend the board take action to approve those minutes.
May I have a motion to approve those CSE minutes?
I'll move.
Thank you, Mrs. Newell. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mrs. Norton. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I'd like to recommend the board take action to approve the seeker resolution. The seeker resolution is for our elementary HVAC system. It is a document that outlines improvements to the school, indicates that there's no significant change in structure of the building, no negative impact on the environment, and also that the Board of Education has the authority to do so.
May we have a motion to approve that resolution?
So moved.
Thank you, Mrs. Norton. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Pratt. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Next, we have the federal grant funds resolution. We'd like to utilize a portion of our ARP, which is the American Rescue Plan, and the CRISA grant, which is the coronavirus response and grant to help purchase our elementary school boilers, utilizing up to $330,000 from the ARP and up to $1.2 million from the CRISA grant.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Norton. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Barber. Thank you. Any discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.
Next, we have the SED Smart Growth Statement. The SED document shows that we meet the criteria for the use of the funding to advance projects for the use of maintenance or improvements of existing infrastructure. It also reviews the scope of the HVAC replacement, and it is a document that needs to be completed by the district for us to be able to move forward with beginning to encumber those funds.
Thank you. Do we have a motion to approve the Smart Growth?
I'll make a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Pratt. Do we have a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mrs. Newell. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? That one's carried.
All right, the next document is the SED scope of proposed project. It's a document that we need to be submitting to the State Education Department. What it does is it reviews the district demographics, the age of our facilities, the age of the equipment that's being replaced, and it actually reviews the portionment of the building that's being rehabbed as part of the project, which in essence is the boiler facility space at the elementary school.
Thank you. Do we have a motion to approve that scope?
So moved.
Thank you, Mr. Barber. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Dudley. Thank you. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Appointments, Mr. D.
Yes, I would like to excitedly recommend to the Board of Education that you approve the appointment of Mrs. Sharon Stedman to the position of school psychologist. She will be beginning as soon as possible. She would need to be released from her current contract. We're very hopeful that that should happen soon. She would be coming on at Step 16 Masters, and she would have a four-year tenure, as she has not had tenure in New York State previously.
You want to do these separately?
Yeah, are they going separate?
I don't know that anybody has any issues that would cause them to recuse themselves from any of these. So if the board's comfortable, I'd be happy moving forward with all of them.
I'm fine with that.
I'd like to recommend a speech pathologist that we have very fortunately found at BOCES. She's currently a school administrator, Mrs. Dawn Barrett, to our SLP position. She is a certified and licensed speech-language pathologist, and I would like to recommend that she join us at Step 14 Masters. Next, I would like to recommend Ms. McKaylee Peterson to the position of cleaner. That would be effective January 18th. We'd be backdating this. And all of her clearances have been obtained, and her probationary period would end July 18th of 2022. Next, we have Heather Petty to the position of cleaner. Again, her period of probation would end July 18th of 2022, and all of her clearances have been obtained. Lastly, for appointments, we have Alani, I always mispronounce this and Heather corrects me, Tyrell to the position of substitute teacher aide, effective January 31st, 22. She would be compensated at the prevailing minimum wage, and all clearances have been obtained.
Okay, do we have a motion to approve those recommendations? Did I hear you, Mrs. Norton?
No, but I'll do it.
Okay, all right, thank you. I thought I heard you. Do we have a second?
I'll second if need be.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Barber. Any discussion?
I don't have any.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
With a great deal of enthusiasm, I'd like to recommend Ms. Jody Lalone for tenure in the area of special education, effective January 22 of 2022. Outstanding educator, hard worker, phenomenal connections with students, faculty, and staff. We are very fortunate to have her with us.
Do we have a motion to approve that tenure?
I'll make the motion.
Thank you, Mr. Dudley. Do we have a second?
Second. I'll second.
Second, thank you, Mr. Pratt. Do we have any discussion?
Not specific to this, but just with tenure appointments in general, I think it's important that we get back to our twice annual review of those who are not yet tenured in the district. We haven't met, at least I don't think we've met on that in a while.
No, and I believe that due to the observations not being part of what's being mandated any longer, that we kind of put that aside during COVID, but I agree we need to do that, at least get notes and observations together.
Yeah, we agree.
Okay.
Are the observations still on pause at this point?
No, the observations are occurring this year.
Okay, good.
Okay, good.
Yeah, observations are occurring. The January regents have been discontinued, and we're still up in the air as to what will be occurring at the end of the year regents. So APTR numbers could look a little bit different again this year, depending on how that plays out with the state education department, which definitely throws a wrench into things on our APTR plan. But we're back into observing our teachers as they have not limited at APTR.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Barber. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Resignation, Mr. D.
Yes, with regret, I'd like to recommend the resignation of Ms. Ella. She has found a job in a district very close to her home that she has accepted. I'd also like to approve the resignation of Mr. Mitch Bowen from the position of groundskeeper for personal reasons.
We have a motion to approve those resignations. Thank you. We've got Mr. Barber first and Mrs. Norton second. Any discussion?
I could be second. I don't mind.
You're in my corner right there, so I've got you first. But
like really Hollywood Squares, right?
Yes, that's right.
It's my new internet.
Yeah. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.
Earlier in the year, you approved our hiring of a new elementary librarian. As such, she's been doing a great deal of work in the school center, culling through years and years and years of old, outdated, dilapidated books that we now have a large pile of that we'd like to dispose of. With your permission, I'd like to recommend the board take action to allow us to dispose of those old library books.
Well, I don't know why we don't keep them, but I guess we'll get a motion.
We'll send them to Ethan.
Dispose. Yes. Do we have a motion to approve the disposal of those books?
So moved.
Thank you, Mr. Barber. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Pratt. Any discussion?
Is there any place we can give those away? Is there a bookmobile or something that might want those? I mean,
yes, that's something, you know, once the board approves the disposal, we reach out to several different groups that often have an interest in those books.
Maybe some of our own students would have an interest.
I think that's something that Judy also does. So she tries to, you know, the elementary principals, when we've done this, have tried to pawn a lot of those books off on our students. They gladly take them, and those that aren't taken, we do donate.
Yeah, our kids will get first dibs for sure.
Perfect. That's good to know. Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Carried. Thank you. Trip proposal, Mr. D.
Some of you may be aware of a young gentleman named Louis Pratt, who is extremely involved in our school district and is in a statewide position for SAD. There is a SAD conference that's not a sad, depressing conference. It's Students Against Destructive conference at Disney World, July 12th through 16th. They've been doing fundraising. And I would very much like to recommend the board take action to approve us allowing that group of students to attend the conference. Mr. Burgess, do you have anything you'd like to add in reference to that conference?
Yeah, so not only is he the state rep, but he's actually the national rep. He's even one above that. So this is for the national reps. You know, there aren't, every state doesn't have one, but Louis seems to be one for the Northeast. So they are inviting him down, and he comes highly regarded even in the state. So not only do I lean on him a lot and the student body leans on him, but the state of New York Students Against Destructive Decisions, they lean on him as well. this would be an opportunity of a lifetime for him. And he would very much appreciate everyone's thumbs up on this vote and for Railroader Nation.
Yeah, that's good to hear. And we're lucky to have Lou part of our student body and representing the district. So we're really proud of that. That's great. Do we have a motion to approve that trip?
I'll make the motion, definitely.
Thank you, Mr. Dudley. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Second, Mr. Mowat. Do we have any discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Let's see. Items of information, Mr. D.
Yes. We're going to have a few seats open for election this year. Both Ms. Waters and Ms. Arquette are having their terms expire on June 30 of 2022. And we also have the three seats open that are presently being filled by Dr. Newell, by Jared Mowat, and by Louis Pratt, that were Hope Green, Tom Baker, and George Armstrong's terms. So we have five seats open, and I'm hopeful and encouraged that the five individuals that we have sitting in those seats now, I'm hopeful will continue to show interest and look at running for those terms in the future.
I'm also hopeful that everyone that sits on the board right now will continue and run for their seats as well. We've got a lot of work to do, and I think it's important that this group is pretty diverse, and we bring a lot of outside knowledge and experience into the district. I think it's great, so I'm hopeful that everyone will run as well. If you know for sure that this is not going to be something you're going to do, if you could contact Mr. D or myself or Chris, to let us know, but I'm hopeful that that will happen. I also just want to make a comment. I've got to thank the board and the administration for joining again tonight. I know it was out of schedule, it was last minute, and it was all those things, but I think it was necessary that we fulfill the business that our community expects us to fulfill, and that wasn't going to happen on Monday. So thank you for making the extra time. I appreciate it. Any other comments anywhere?
I'd just like to mention, if I can, really quick, sure. Roxanne,
to the
members that are filling those seats, I know it's been kind of a tumultuous time to do this, and I hope that you guys, you know, when you're talking with your families about the decision to keep going, I hope you understand that it'll get smoother, hopefully, over the next short while, and it'll fit into your life. I didn't think it initially that I had time to do something like this either, but. It's been pretty rewarding, and I've enjoyed it, and I think you will too. I want to kind of echo what Roxanne said about having a pretty diverse group of people, and I'm happy and proud to be a part of this.
Thank you, Mr. Dudley. Good point.
Well said.
Well said is right. Yes.
Okay. I have one last thing.
Yes, please.
You have an immunization clinic scheduled for tomorrow afternoon from 3:30 until 6:30. I'm relatively skeptical that will happen as a result of the weather. If that does not occur, I'll be working with the county to set up another date to ensure that we give community members that are ages 5 through 18 that wish to have immunizations the ability to do so.
Thank you. Anything else? Okay. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
So moved. Mr. Barber, do we have a second?
Second,
Mr. Pratt. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. We're adjourned. Thank you for everyone. Thank you.
Have a wonderful evening, everybody. Thank you.